Don't jump the gun.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, hi, CJ. My name is Patty Gibbons, and I had a scheduled appointment for 1 o'clock, and nobody has shown.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Let me go ahead and take a look and see what might be going on. Patty, what is your service address, please?
17 Mountain View Avenue, Kingston.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take a look. And got it. And what is the best callback number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
My home right now, which is 845-339-5056.
Okay, perfect.
The problem is I have a very scheduled afternoon, so now that they are over an hour late, if they show up now, I have to leave it.
No, that's okay. We can actually reschedule. And as I'm taking a look into it right now, it seems that the in-service date moved and they should have reached out
to let you know. Nobody reached out. In fact, we talked to a gentleman who was surveying because he said they were going to be digging ditches to lay the cable underground. Mm-hmm. So we were like, but we have an appointment. And he's like, I don't deal with that, which I understand.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I schedule my whole business day around this.
Exactly. And that
shows up. And it's not a good way to start the company.
No, I agree. And usually most customers are made aware.
I didn't have any messages on my cell phone or my home phone.
Okay. Yeah, that is a bit odd that nobody reached out, and I do apologize for that, because they should have at least made you aware of the delay.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're not very happy about that because it's
no, and I understand that.
I disconnected equipment. I moved my whole Woolabound so they could go get in there, and I need to work, so now I put it all back together. I know it's not your fault.
No, I get it.
But
it's still a whole headache that now you have to deal with, and I do apologize for that.
Schedule, and the person told me to get rid of my time my Spectrum. So imagine if I had told them to disconnect me today.
Do you know who it was that you spoke with?
Oh, geez. You know what? I probably didn't write everybody's name down. Honestly, I spoke to several people because I had to call a couple times about different issues. So it would have been, I don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to look through my paperwork, which I don't really want to do right now because that's more time.
As a team, we strongly encourage that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider because we want to maintain the connectivity.
Yep, that's what I said. I said, well, I don't think I'm going to do that now. I said, what if your person can't do this? Or
no, exactly.
So I'm like, I just want to let you be aware.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to pass that up the chain as well because that is...
I know I didn't talk to you. I talked to a gentleman and two other women, but I know it wasn't your name because I...
No. But absolutely, I am going to pass that up the chain because at least two of the people that you've probably spoke with are, my coworkers that I definitely know. But sometimes we do have other teams that do help out too. And I'm wondering if maybe that was where the miscommunication happened, because I know for a fact that my two coworkers that I work with strongly encourage that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling.
Right.
So I'm definitely going to bring that up the chain so that way that can get addressed so that we don't provide more false information to other customers.
I mean,
absolutely. Because the other thing is like, we're fiber, we're not coaxial. So you could have both coaxial and fiber literally running through the home. And that way you still maintain the connectivity with your current provider until we give you the go ahead of like, your tech says, okay, you're all connected. The speeds are looking great.
Good.
You're all set. And then from there on, you have the ability to go ahead and cancel with your other provider at that point, because right. you now have the green light to say, hey, we're right. good. I've got perfect connection. Everything's looking good according to the tech, so we're good. So I am so sorry that somebody gave you misinformation.
Let's get another date on the calendar so that...
Absolutely. So right now what I'm going to do is I'm not going to schedule you directly, just because we are a bit of ways away from the in-service date, because it's showing as November 15th. Mm-hmm. So that's still about 2 weeks away, like 10,
gotcha.
20 days away, I'd say, right? Mm-hmm. Today's the 25th. So it's about 20 days away. So how about this? I will reach out to you personally on the 15th.
Okay.
That way we can get it all scheduled all proper, and that way we can handle that. So that way we can make sure that, hey, you're expecting them to arrive on this date at this time. And that will go a little bit smoother. How does that sound?
That sounds good. I have company that day, but that's okay.
No, that's okay, because that day is the day that I'm going to reach out to you for scheduling.
Right. Right. Okay.
So it will be at a future date, like approximately 5 days after the
15th. Right, right, right. But I'm just saying, I have company, so
for Thanksgiving.
Call me on this number. Call me on the home number, because that would be best.
Okay. Earlier. The 5056?
Yes.
That's the one that we have on file.
Yes. I have a cell phone too, but I never have the ringer on, unless I know someone's calling. But
yeah, same.
Better to call me in the morning to schedule, because I know I'll be here giving my friends breakfast, and I can take a second to, you know, get my book out.
Okay, perfect. So I'm putting in a note that I am personally going to call you for scheduling on 11:15 in the morning. What time is best for you?
Well, what time do you start making phone calls?
So we typically, as of right now, I mean, we are a 24-hour company.
Right.
So
you're not 24 hours, so.
I may not be, but I can definitely do like an 8 a.m. if you'd like that.
Okay, that's good. 8:30, that's all good. I mean, I'm sure I'll be already up with, you know, having coffee myself, but.
Absolutely.
I just want to, you know, so I have an idea, so I don't, start a major project.
Perfect. Yeah, so I'll definitely personally give you the call, so that way we can get this all settled and avoid this misinformation again. I do apologize for that. But I did put in the notes that I will personally call you for scheduling on November 15th in the morning around 8 to 8:30.
Okay.
So that way you should at least expect me to contact you at that point.
And you were CJ?
CJ, yes. CJ. I go by CJ because it's my initials, and Clotilde is just so much harder for people to remember.
Oh, but lovely name.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've thought about actually changing my name to just make it easier.
No, never.
Some of the mispronunciations have been very interesting, I'll say.
Well, you know, you could just gently practice it with them so that they get
That's usually what I do, but I've had the experience where someone called me a body part by accident, and that was not exactly the intention that I wanted.
God.
So I'm sure you can imagine it. Although it is a nice name, it is French, you know, my family is French. It definitely has had its challenges.
Oh, geez. Well, it's just absolutely lovely.
I do appreciate it.
Well, alrighty. Well, I'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And I'm so sorry about what's happened so far, but I will definitely personally give you a call on the 15th. That way we can get you all scheduled up and so that we can finally have service for you.
Right, because we saw this gentleman spray painting the street, and every time mm-hmm. that happens, that means somebody is coming to dig again. We've had a lot of digging. So my husband ran out to say, and who are you? What's happening? And the guy's like, oh, we're going to be digging here to put the cable in. So I'm wondering if that's what has to be done before they start.
That's probably what happened. We did run into a couple of construction delays that delayed a few customers.
Yep.
So unfortunately, that is probably what happened. But I mean, we're working as fast as possible to get it done so that, way we can provide more service to more people.
Right.
Yeah, we don't like it when we run into construction delays, but, you know, there's outside sources that we rely on. So unfortunately, we're at their mercy.
I think anybody who has dealt with any kind of things in life knows that, like, anything and everything can go wrong.
Exactly.
And usually does in house construction.
What theory is that? That's the, there's an actual name for it.
Yes. And I don't like to look at it in a negative way, but I'm always prepared that anything can happen at any given time. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
It helps when you're more flexible, it helps with disappointments.
Murphy's Law, that's what it is.
Yes.
Yep, I live by that. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Expect the worst, but hope for the best.
Right. But you can never predict what it is, because
that's
the
true.
Universe will be very clever and give you something you never guessed was coming. So
exactly.
I just have learned to, like, truly be in the moment and deal as they come, you know?
Yeah, and that's all we can do. We have the power to control, you know, the controllable things within our own lives, our own actions. But unfortunately, there are outside issues that we can't control, and we just have to learn to accept it and work around it.
I know. So I'm going to be on time to the gathering I told them I would be at, assuming I was done with my installation.
Yes. At least it frees up the rest of your day, and I do apologize for that.
Well, I'll keep working on my computer. All right. Thanks a lot.
Of course, Patty. Anything else that I can help with today?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a great Halloween as well.
Oh, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.